Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 74th Venice Film Festival, and specifically I'm at Giornate degli Autori, which is where the Miu Miu short films are presented every year. Miu Miu Women's Tale, that is. And I'm here with one of this year's directors, Celia Rosenhall, who's presenting The End of History Illusion. But the punctuation in the title doesn't mean that you read it in another way, does it?
Yeah. I wanted to play around with, because The End of History Illusion is a, it's, I don't know who the gentleman, the philosopher, who created this concept. I can't remember his name. I'll do that research for my next interview. But basically, it's the idea that we think that we have, like, advanced, that where we are now, we won't have any differing tastes, like, that we've sort of evolved to the point of our understanding, but the point is that the only thing that is constant is change. And so, like, what value we put on today versus 20 years ago versus 20 years from now. So, since now we are in the era of Trump, everything feels like the end. And so I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what is the sort of illusion that I feel like is the illusion of what America looks like right now, like, true or false? And I think with each thing that happens, whether it's Charlottesville just a couple weeks ago to how our president is reacting to what's happening and the flooding, like, it just feels almost like this terrible nightmare, but maybe that is the truth of who we are as a country, and that these, like, that our country actually, well, half of the country voted for this person. So so for me, it's a lot of asking myself sort of what is real in all of this, and what do I hold on to, and how do I figure out how to sort of not only make it to the other side, but to continue to be sort of strong in the face of all of this.
So by you mean yourself. Mm-hmm. This is something that you think about a lot in your everyday
life. Yeah, I think that is, especially now, as artists, we have, like, we have a platform, we have a vehicle of expression, and I very much believe that it should be, for me right now, just because of where we're at, like, it has to be used in a way to really have conversations around, like, where we are and how we're viewing, you know, injustices within sexism or racism, etc.
So by that you mean that it should be used interactively? Do you try to do that with your movies?
I do. I definitely, the kind of movies that I like to make is that I like to ask questions so that then, like, we can find answers together. I don't want to make a film where it's me, like, preaching my beliefs, you know? So it's like, for me, it's I'm grappling with like, where we are and who our leader is. And so, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I respond to this time? I feel helpless about bit of being an artist, you know. So so it's a lot of asking questions to hopefully find some kind of understanding.
And then I guess there's your movies and your types of films that other films that are like that, but also I guess other art forms that are like that. And then I actually see this a lot, quite a lot, and very often it happens to be in the official media on TV or everything, where it seems like you are told what's happening and you are told what to do, and it's kind of like structuring a story on something that maybe should be more interactive. So I don't know if you are interested in also that relationship of the fact that there's two kinds of, you know, things that we see, the ones that are interactive and the ones that aren't, really. But maybe you don't even realize it while watching it.
Yeah, no, I actually think that what is interesting in terms of what's happening with news, with media, is that when you have people, like, with iPhones, with camera phones, and actually documenting their point of view, and then we're not getting the, like, 6 o'clock news point of view, I do think that, in a way, the news becomes more democratic, and that's very important, so that the people can judge, like, you know, was that cop really threatened? Or, you know, like those things, which then you can say, like, absolutely not. This is, like, absolutely, like, it's racial injustice, so.
But what about, like, those images from the past? Because now we can look back and, you know, the moving image has been existing for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. Cinema's existed for over 100 years. And we look at the images of, you know, some tragic moments from the past. Does time kind of make that seem less serious, of maybe just a little different and just not really part of our own world, whereas in fact it might be?
I think it absolutely is, and I mean, something that I really wanted to explore, like the reason I wanted to where we shot the film was in a you know, a bunker that was built by a very rich man who was afraid of nuclear attack and wanted to have a place for his family to live for a year. And so I do think that, like, history does repeat itself. And those images of whether it's the Detroit riots back in the late 60s to what's happening now, like, the images are repeated. And so I guess they do feel relevant. But my question is like, why are we still here? Why does it feel like we're recycling instead of advancing? And so that's why, in like what I was thinking about with this film, is like there's so many threats that he poses, and but one for me is like he has access to the nuclear codes, and he's such an irrational, like, ego-driven person that I'm just terrified for us, because, like, we actually don't have any power here. And so I was thinking, in American history, like, has there been that point? And, you know, with the Bay of Pigs, and so basically that's why I went back into research of, like, there was, you know, watching film footage of people building their own underground shelters, and you can build it with, you know, if you have 2 feet of books or like to create a space, or, you know, so for me, I just sort of had to, like, dig into our past to understand our present, to ask questions about what does our future look like, and are we in these unprecedented times, or is it just because this is the big thing in my life, you know? So
So now we're running out of time, so the question, as a final question that I wanted to ask you, is how did you well, first of all, you were here 2 years ago, was it? Giornata degli Autori, with a film called Ma. Mm-hmm. And now you're back with this Miu Miu Women's Tale short film. How did this adventure begin for you? When were you approached by Miu Miu? What was the process there?
Yeah, it was funny, because when I was here 2 years ago and I saw the Women's Tales, up, and I looked at it and I was reading about it, and I said to myself, I want to do this. And so I'm very thrilled that, you know, this actually happened. And they reached out to me, maybe by this point 6 months ago, and to see if I was interested. And I was, you know, there was not a hesitation, not a doubt. And so we shot it, late June, and then a fast turnaround for editing and color and, you know, all of that for July, and delivered it. So I actually haven't seen it since. I think I delivered it to Venice Days on July 22nd. So I've had a break from it, actually, yeah. So it'll be fun to watch it tonight.
Exactly, because it is screening. We're doing this interview before the actual screening, so I wish you all the best with
Thank you.
It's a really interesting series, I must say. You know, there's lots of great filmmakers.
Yeah,
Zoe
Cassavetti. Such specific style and points of view, and I think that's actually so important.
Yeah,
because I think that really, like, there's a million ways to tell a story, and something that we actually still don't see enough of is, like, what is the female point of view or perspective, and there is a different quality innately, you know, and so it's exciting to be able to add my voice to this, and I feel really, really honored. So
very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.